Can we get the check, please?
Ooh, Christy, look, they have a fudge brownie sundae special. Remember when you were a little girl and we'd make those on rainy days?
Mom, we've talked about this. You can't make up happy memories hoping I'll think they're true.
Do you remember the kitten I got you for your 5th birthday?
Mr. Mittens, sure.
Ah, so I can make them up. Order a sundae, I gotta pee.
Sundae does sound good.
I'll split one.
I could go for something sweet.
No, no sundaes. I gotta get her home.
Why?
Her boyfriend's back in town and he's waiting at her house to surprise her.
Oh.
The only thing waiting to surprise me at my place is silence.
Is that really a surprise?
So when she comes out, no one wants dessert, Jill pays the check, and we're out of here.
Really? So we're not even gonna pretend to argue over it anymore?
You order the sundae?
Sorry, they're out. Let's go.
Oh, bummer.
Kind of thing.
Well, hey, maybe we can stop at the ice cream place on the way home.
Oh, we can't. I gotta study.
Well, then take the car. I'll get a ride from one of these guys. Who wants ice cream?
None of them. Wendy's lactose intolerant. It's past Marjorie's bedtime, and Jill only eats ice cream alone in the bathroom. Come on, let's hit it.
Look, at least let's stop at the supermarket and pick up some butter pecan.
Damn it, woman. Adam's home, and he's waiting for you at the house to surprise you.
Oh, my God. What are we doing here? Let's go. Nice work ruining the surprise.
Nice work ruining Mr. Mittens.
Okay. Double check me. Boobs, breath, pits.
Fine. Fine. Not doing that.
Can you believe the waiter thought I was your sister?
Surprise!
What? Adam? Did you know? You! And you! You!
You told her, didn't you?
Oh, who cares? It's still the best surprise ever.
Child in the room.
I thought you weren't done on the movie till the end of the month.
Well, it turns out your boyfriend's a rockin' stunt coordinator. Vin Diesel only had to jump out of a helicopter onto a moving train once. Bam, saved him 200 grand. Bam, got home to my woman. And bam, my new thing is saying bam.
I miss you so much.
Bam.
So what's Vin Diesel like? Do people call him Vin or V or VD? Probably not that.
She never could take a hint. Why don't we head back to your place?
Actually, I'm staying in a hotel.
Why?
Well, the guy I sublet to, he still has it for 2 more weeks.
But a hotel is crazy. You're just throwing money away. Why don't you stay here, pay me half? Everybody wins.
No, I don't want to get in your way.
No, you won't. Tell him, Christy.
It's fine. Between work and school, I'm never here.
Plus, Roscoe's at his dad's all week, so the Batcave is available.
If it's okay with you guys, I mean, that sounds great.
And the best part, no walk of shame.
Oh, please. When did you ever have shame?
Don't you have homework to do?
Oh, sure. I actually do have to write a paper about trade embargoes and how they affect international relations. It's really pretty interesting.
Take the hint!
Oh, my laptop. I forgot my... Holy God!
So no Bonnie again tonight?
Nope.
Oh, I'm happy her fella's back, but she still needs to get her butt to meetings.
Yeah, well, right now her butt's kind of occupied. Wait, that sounded weird.
I'm a little worried about her. Every time I ever put a man ahead of my sobriety, I got myself in trouble.
You make it sound like you had a lot of men.
For your information, I was banging dudes while you were selling Girl Scout cookies.
Respect.
I think my mom is fine. The two of them are so into each other, it's like living in a Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie. You know, if Tom Hanks couldn't walk and Meg Ryan was a bipolar sociopath.
I guess there's a lid for every pot. I hope so, because my pot hasn't had a lid for over a year. It's just an empty, dusty pot.
Respect.
You need to get yourself out there and meet someone.
Like it's that easy.
It is. Maybe ditch the Converse and hoodie once in a while and let people see you're a girl.
Hey, this is what all the kids wear.
Who wants to tell her?
Is that something that has to happen right now?
Oh, sorry. Didn't know it bothered you.
It doesn't. It just... I'm watching a movie, ducking nail shrapnel.
Got it. I'll stop.
Thanks. I mean, you know, I was sitting here shaving my legs while we were watching the movie. You might find that annoying.
Actually, I'd find it kind of sexy.
I'm trying to make a point.
Well, you missed. I just got this pinky to clip.
Do it. Ooh, you look nice. What's going on?
Jill's taking me out to meet guys.
Oh, well, you're not wearing your high tops. Maybe you have a shot.
I'll get it.
Thanks, babe.
What are you guys up to?
I'm gonna get some takeout Chinese and hunt myself into a bladder infection.
Always the lady. When was the last time you went to a meeting?
I don't know. When's the last time you got laid?
Yes, I'm just gonna be Christy's wingman, you know, help her meet somebody.
That is so nice of you.
One of the things we learn in sobriety is to be of service.
Very admirable.
Stranger? Haven't seen much of you lately.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing a lot of you.
Thanks. You ready to go?
Yep, let's hit it.
Good luck.
Oh. Bonnie, I don't need it. You were talking to Christy. Got it. Bye.
Bye.
I thought you were going to be my wingman tonight.
I am.
What about all this says man?
What do you feel like watching?
Wow, so we're just gonna pretend that didn't happen.
What didn't happen?
Oh, please, you couldn't stop staring at Jill's boobs.
Well, what choice did I have? The damn thing's through a shadow.
Don't, just don't.
I mean it. It was noticeably cooler under them.
Oh, so this is funny to you?
Yes, it's... No, not really.
Forget it, let's just watch TV.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh my God, you don't love me!
I can't believe you brought me to an AA meeting to meet men.
Oh, sweetie, this isn't just any AA meeting.
Oh my God, they're all so pretty.
Don't be intimidated, they're just like you, but better.
No kidding, look at all these hot guys.
Yeah, some of them are gay, but they're all fun to look at.
Hey, Jill, good to see you.
Hey, Cheryl. She's got a husband and two lovers in this room. I'll let you figure out who they are.
Oh, this is much more fun than what did Marjorie knit.
Hey, meeting time.
Little advice. You know how when we share at our meetings, it's all about honesty and vulnerability?
Yeah?
Not here. Here, you're selling yourself. So leave out the pole dancing and the poverty.
Got it.
And maybe don't mention you live with your mom.
Okay.
And no reason to bring up those kids.
Well, there goes my whole act.
Maybe together we're discovering why your pot's all dusty.
I hate it when we bicker.
Me too, but we are very good at making up.
We never used to fight.
Maybe me staying here is too much. You know, I can just go back to the hotel.
No, don't be silly. I love this. I love being together all the time.
Good answer.
You know what I like best about you?
What?
Did you just check your watch?
No, I mean, yes, but I was still listening.
You have some place to go?
No, I'm here and waiting to find out what you like best about me.
That ship has sailed.
Bonnie, come on. Guess I could check my emails, no?
Hi, I'm Christy. I'm an alcoholic and a Capricorn.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been sober a little more than 3 years. Now I'm not addicted to anything except yoga. But that's okay, because what kind of trouble could I get into lying on the floor, all sweaty, pushing my body to its limits? I'm also stretching my mind. I've gone back to school. I'm pursuing a law degree, which was scary at first because I'm usually the oldest one in my class. But that doesn't stop all those hot young college guys from, you know, copying off my homework.
I love fighting with you.
I love making up.
Are we going to fight about this? Because I'm going to need an hour and some Gatorade.
I can't remember the last time I felt this safe in a relationship. I mean, growing up in foster care, it's really hard to trust people, but I trust you so much. I'm going to tell you a secret. Before I had Christy, I had this crazy idea that I could become a singer. I mean, I'm not talking rock star, but I pictured myself in a club with a piano. Some say love, it is a river that drowns.
I'm singing, you son of a bitch!
So what'd you think of the meeting?
I didn't hear a word anybody said. I was too busy being on my honeymoon with the guy in the brown jacket.
Where'd you go?
Maui. The hotel gave us robes with our names on them.
Excuse me. Christy, right?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi. Derek. I just wanted to tell you, I really enjoyed your share.
Thanks.
You know, I've been thinking about going back to school myself, so I found that really inspiring.
I'm glad.
I'm Jill.
Hi. So tell me, why'd you decide to study law?
Well, before I got sober, I frequently needed a lawyer, so I figured, why not cut out the middleman? Also, I wanted to do something worthwhile, try to help people.
Me too. That's why I give my housekeeper Botox every Christmas. Nobody likes a wrinkly maid.
It's terrific. I've never seen you at this meeting before, right?
I usually go to meetings closer to home.
She lives in a nasty party town with her mom.
Well, listen, if you haven't already had too much coffee, why don't
we... Do you know the guy in the brown jacket? Christy wants to marry him.
Jill!
Sorry, I don't.
Hang on. What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
You're embarrassing me in front of Eric.
It's Derek.
I said hang on. I thought you were gonna help me.
Well, I'm trying, but now you're making a scene.
You know what? I actually have to go call my sponsor.
Thank you so very much.
What is your problem? I was trying to get you and Brown Jacket off to Maui.
Forget Brown Jacket. I just shot at Eric.
It's Derek.
I don't care. You totally torpedoed me. Why didn't you just tell him my kids have two different dads? Or that I was a stripper?
Oh, you were gonna kick yourself in a minute.
Hey.
Hey. How'd it go?
Jill Vag blocked me. Where's Adam?
Adam's having a timeout.
Christy, she won't give me back my chair.
We may have hit a rough patch.
So you took away his wheelchair?
What are you doing?
I'm helping the man who can't walk.
Oh, sure. Take his side.
What if he has to pee?
I do.
Marjorie's right. You need to go to a meeting.
Oh, my God. Enough of the meetings. It's not always about a meeting. Sometimes it's about two people who clearly aren't meant to be together. That man is impossible to live with. He trims his nails, watches TV, he looks at his watch, sleeps. I mean, how am I supposed to love someone like that?
Mom.
I know. I need a meeting.
There's a late one at St. Pat's. I'll drive.
That's it. I've had it. You're out of your freaking mind.
You're right. I know. I am. I'm sorry. I love you. I'll see you in an hour.
Wait. What did she do? What just happened?
Don't worry. When she gets back, she'll be a different person.
She's been three different people in the last hour.
It's good to have you back, Bonnie.
It's good to be back.
You know, I find with my Victor, the more meetings I go to, the better our marriage.
And I'm sure he appreciates your absence.
Good to have you back, Bonnie.
You seem kind of quiet. Everything okay?
I'm fine.
I'm fine, too.
No one asked you.
Hey, I went out of my way to help you meet guys, and you were nothing but ungrateful.
You didn't help me do anything. You were jealous that Eric Derrick liked me instead of you.
Oh, get over yourself. Eric Derrick went after the little mouse because he knew the big mouse was out of his league.
Don't tell me what Eric Derrick was thinking. You don't know what Eric Derrick was thinking.
And now, come on, ladies.
No, let them punch themselves out.
What kind of name is Eric Derrick?
Just face it. You suck as a friend because you're threatened by other women.
I am not! Come on, ladies. Get my back here, right? See? They're with me. And you know what? If I do have issues with women, it's not my fault. All my life, they've let me down.
Here we go.
It's true. My mother killed herself just when I needed her most. My therapist married my dad. And my housekeeper does a really unflattering impression of me.
What does that sound like?
Me, but southern and stupid.
Excuse me, but I never let you down.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry I let my ego get the best of me. But the thing is...
Stop! Leave out the excuses and just say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I forgive you.
Thanks.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, don't leave her the check, honey. She's poor. I just did it again, didn't I?